Hey, everybody, this is Sully Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're actually going to talk about, I think, a company that both Sully and I are big fans of. The company Zoom.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Right? We want you to do your best.
I'm sure many of you listening are also big fans of the company. Many of you might know I do these long kind of write-ups about companies just because I feel like a historian sometimes, and I like really documenting kind of the history of a company and give my take on it. And the company I did a little bit ago was Zoom, and it's a blog post. It's on the FYI blog. It's at usefyi.com/Zoom, ZOOM-history. And you'll be able to get to it, and you'll read, I don't know how many words it is, probably like 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 words or something like that about Zoom if you're interested. But you can also listen to us now as we talk about Zoom. You know, one of the most interesting things about the company to me is that they went into an existing category and actually set the bar on something very basic, which is reliability. Mm-hmm. And it's really reliability with this idea of video conferencing and being able to see people on video and even the audio part of it. Now, ironically or not, we're also on Zoom right now as we're recording this.
That's very true. Now, this is the funny thing. When Zoom first launched, or when I first got first became aware of them, I remember, and this is, there's an important lesson in this, I remember thinking, who wants to go into the video conferencing or web conferencing space now, right?
Right.
There was both, like, although I knew that all the web conferencing solutions sucked, it was not a single one that was out there that I thought was awesome or that I knew anybody else thinking is awesome. Although I knew all that, there was still something inside of me that went, this is a crowded and established market. There's a few winners. Who would want to get into this right now? And then I also remember checking out Zoom, and in the first impression, now I'm probably not, you know, as sophisticated or as smart at like evaluating products on day one. But when I looked at it, it was not immediately intuitively clear to me why this is amazing. Like I was searching for something that stood out, but what Zoom did was very subtle, right? It was not, the interface was not different. They didn't do anything that was like flashy, right? And like in your face, wow, they're innovating because they're doing web conferencing with blah. They changed. No, it was like basic web conferencing. But from the start, you realize that it kind of just works. And then when you used it a couple of times, you're like, this actually works every time. I've had 5 web conferencing calls and none of them had issues. Then you had to start using it a little bit to start realizing this is actually really good. And then you started noticing little details that it just seemed like the team behind it was a bit more thoughtful. And although it was a simple product when they started, simple from a usability point of view, it seemed to have answers to some problems that were there for years and years and years that no other competitor on the technology side of things could solve. So that was kind of my experience with Zoom early on, was like, huh? Why would you want to go into that market? And then, this seems too simple. What's different about it? And then, oh, this just works always. Well, shit, let's